This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by a leader in the financial services area, the fintech area, technology leader Alfredo Rubina, who's coming to us from Frankfurt. He's Vice President Financial Services at SoftServe. He's going to tell us about himself, about SoftServe, about where he's most focused for 2022, advice for business leaders, and a little bit more. Alfredo, tell us a little bit about yourself and about SoftServe.
Absolutely. And first of all, Scott, thank you very much for inviting me to this conversation. So I'm very happy to share some insights, not only about SoftServe, about myself, but also, you know, about our customers, financial institutions, and what we are seeing in these difficult times, I would say. It's not only the pandemic. So starting with me, I joined SoftServe last year, and my entire life, I basically spent my professional life in the financial services industry. So first, providing services to private customers at the savings bank organization, later to corporate customers in different parts of the world, and then I moved to the other side, so helping financial institutions to better serve their customers, you know, their customers, whether they are private persons or corporates. And basically, it was at the beginning of the 2000, and we helped them by adopting the, at that time, revolutionary internet technologies. You know, so I found myself as a kind of active participant in the middle of this probably first real technological disruption in the financial industry. So, and since then, with the different teams, we have been helping financial institutions with different new technologies. We adopted mobile technology. We were, for instance, the first one utilizing mobile technologies to display market data, actually, you know, cell phones. So, and during this career, I really saw how financial institutions, some of the big ones become very small, others become bigger, and many of those were unable to really embrace the right technology at the right time. And so right now, something similar is happening. And because in the past, all the years, I had a chance to deliver mainly front-end technologies to those financial institutions, there was a problem, you know, an issue, because many, many customers were not able to deliver the data, the technology that we would have need in order to deliver those front-end solutions. For instance, we wanted to deliver already 6 years ago personalized information. You know, we are all different, and sometimes we get exactly the same information. We have exactly the same website for everybody. So, and we were in the position to deliver personalized information, to deliver much more tailored advice and guidance to end customers. But the problem was the back office systems of the bank, the technology of those financial institutions were not ready to deliver the data. And suddenly I came across SoftServe, and I discovered finally all those problems with the data, with all data technology, with systems that are not cloud-based, all of that can be solved with more technology, with more innovation, with a collaboration and partnership with different big technology providers, smaller fintech companies, having an ecosystem that is providing services together, solutions to the financial service world. So, and that was the reason why last year I decided to move to SoftServe, this very, very special company.
It take a moment on Alfredo, who are your customers? Who do you sell to? Who does SoftSource sell to? SoftSource is a huge company, but tell us who are the companies you sell to. When you talk about the financial vertical, who are the core of who's the core customer you're looking at?
Well, I would say we started with the retail space, so banks, financial institutions delivering services to private customers. So we started delivering services to some of the American, big American banks, you know, at the beginning, smaller services, not big things, and then started to move to grow. Right now, we deliver services, we provide services to different kind of financial institutions, so retail bank, commercial banking, the ones in the wealth management, private banking space, but also in the last 2 years, we are expanding our services into investment banking as well. Now, we started last year with the first two projects for an insurance company. So we envisage next year to virtually have all the different branches, all the different sectors within financial services, including also smaller startups, fintech companies, regtech companies, insurtech companies. So we are going to really cover the whole bunch of financial institutions and sectors within the industry. In terms of regional, we also started providing services first to U.S. customers. So SoftServe has headquarters in Austin, Texas, and then moved also to Europe. We open our subsidiary in Singapore, and now we are also providing services in some companies and banks in the Middle East as well. So we are expanding not only in the industry, but also expanding in different regions.
And so talk a bit about, you look at this year coming up, great company, SoftServe. What are your three big priorities this year coming up? How do you look at your priorities for this year, Alfredo?
Yeah, so I think talking about priorities, I will really say the first is onboarding people. You know, so we are today at SoftServe about 12,500 people, and every month we are onboarding 300, something like 300 additional persons into our company. This is a huge challenge. So we have a very big demand in different regions in the world. And this is definitely one of our priorities, one of my priorities, properly onboard the right people, you know, the right people with the right skills, but also it's a challenge to maintain the culture, to maintain the philosophy of the company, which make us special. And this is definitely one of the two priorities. The second one, as always, are our customers. So customers are always our priority. And what we are doing there is expanding our services, having more innovation to serve them, particularly in two fields. So the first one is all related to ESG, sustainable investment. You know, this is a huge topic in the world, and there is all those news about greenwashing, and nobody knows exactly, you know, whether an investment is green, isn't green, a company. It's very difficult. Regulation is coming, but this is really a big technological problem. So that's one of our priorities as well. We are investing there and working together with some very big tech enterprises and partners to create a platform that will be in the position to really, really at the end identify for the different players in the market whether or not, and based on which variables they would like to analyze such investments. So that's the one part of related to customers. The second one is everything related to customer experience. So I will say customer experience is more all the points of customer interaction with a financial institution. And although, you know, we live in this time where everything is digital, we used to have excellent services from some tech companies within financial institutions, is unfortunately not the case. So it's horrible, a lot of silos. And I myself experienced last November with my bank that I have my main account for more than 25 years, you know, horrible service with robots that will not understand me, with systems that are not interconnected, silos. I have to explain the same to different people. So really terrible. And I feel that's one of our tasks, to help financial institutions to better serve us, the customers, provide guidance, to provide personalized services, you know, to really serve us as the technology allows. So a full service. Those are one of the priorities. And the other priority that we have as well within financial services particularly is expanding and opening more offices to be directly where our customers are. So we have a lot of offices already now in the world, you know, but for instance, next year, potentially Madrid or Spain in general would be places where we are having more and more business in Spain or Italy. So other locations where we would like to be on site to provide our customers with. I think in general, those are for financial services, the priorities for next year. And for SoftServe, I will add on that a lot regards to corporate social responsibility. We, for instance, just finalized the construction of our own power plant in Ukraine, where we are able to really be absolutely independent from other sources. So we are going to be completely neutral and green based on that. So those are some priorities that our company will have.
And take a moment, Alfredo, about what advice would you give to business leaders? You've had this great business career. What advice, you know, if you're giving advice to a younger business leader, an emerging business leader, what are a few pieces of advice you would give to that person?
Well, I would, one of the key topics that I have experienced in all the career, we all believe they always, we are customer centric. So, and the reality is not. So I will really, that's one of the things I will advise. We would like, because we all provide services to somebody, so we have buyers, there are people, all of them. And we can be only successful if we really think all our business from a customer perspective. But really and truly, you know, not which services do we want to sell and create all our websites and all our delivery capabilities around what we would like to sell, but what are the necessities of our customers? So what they really need, what they require, and build everything around that. I think customer centricity is really a key topic to be successful, to build business. The other one is definitely a lot of empathy. It's very important to understand how not only our customers, but our colleagues, our employees feel, behave, and particularly in difficult times, companies will know how valuable persons are that are working in the company. Only if there is a very, very strong link with the company, if those employees understand that there is a purpose, you know, it's a vision. SoftServe, we just don't deliver services for the sake of delivery services. We truly believe in a lot of projects. We are changing the world. You know, when we deliver services to a bank, potentially we are helping a lot of people to retain their jobs. So that's something we are doing. That's something that we encourage our employees to do, to think beyond just, you know, it's a work that I go every day. So it's much more than that. I think that's very important to take care on the people. And I have experience in other companies that there is a big risk sometimes to employees to become just a number. You know, if you are becoming bigger and bigger, it's just a number, and irrespective of whether you or somebody else is there, nobody cares. And I think that's wrong. If you really want to be successful, really want to be special, on every single employee, and since everybody is different, so we will need to accommodate to all of them. So we would need to be able to think like they think, to feel like they feel, and understand the needs that they have, you know, and try to build this culture. And that's what we're trying to do at SoftServe. What we have, I will say, people that have fun, and we allow these people, really, at the end, what we say to change the world, that we're truly doing.
Fantastic. Alfredo, what a remarkable career. You're at a great firm, great leadership. I want to thank you for joining us today on the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Just a pleasure to visit with you, Alfredo. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Scott. It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.